Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Late Stage Empire. Aaron is a retired Army infantry veteran in Texas, with this YouTube channel called Late Stage Empire. He's a music producer that enjoys working in or combining different genres. He plays the piano, bass, and guitar and is trading shekels for subs, as he wants some new subscribers to his channel. He's also looking for people to reach out to him to collaborate on music. Subscribe to his channel. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Klaus says that if you sent every Norwegian to Nigeria and every Nigerian to Norway, that in 5 years, Norway will become a third world country, and Nigeria will become a civilized nation. But he's partially wrong on this. Yes, Nigeria would become a complex civilization, but Norway would have little to no inhabitants, as the Nigerians wouldn't know how to run the heating systems during the winter. Colder soil is magic because it forces you to adapt or perish. Moving on, this woman heard her son make a racist comment, and she's wondering if she should tell him that she slept with black men, plural, before meeting his father, to help make him less racist. She could, but she would only make things worse. But she won't say anything because she knows that if she does, he's going to tell his father. That might make them fight, but she might be bored and looking for some drama in her life. So this presents the perfect opportunity with the cover story of fighting racism. Number 3, she's 49, childless, and hasn't had sex in 5 years, and says she's never been happier. Who is she trying to convince of that? Probably the person staring back at her in the mirror. Either herself or other cat ladies. She looks like she's got a fake smile, and I'm sure somewhere in the room, off camera, are boxes of empty Kleenex and drained to the last drop wine bottles. The best part is she's not lying because she's never been happy. Up next, this guy says that if you're a man over 40, you need to stop going after those young girls and get yourself a woman who recognizes the signs of stroke. So if you want a woman, find a 19-year-old nurse's aide. Got it. I guess I'll start hanging around outside nursing colleges. Or if you really use your mind, just avoid the things that cause stroke in the first place. I'd rather die happy than be with a 40-something-year-old woman I don't find attractive. Number 5, Lauren says that when income tax was introduced, it was only 3% and temporary. Now it's 37% plus all the value-added taxes you have to pay for everything else. Lauren needs to stop being selfish because someone has to pay all those lazy government bureaucrats out there. Taxation is a form of wealth distribution from the producers to the moochers. Without it, there'd be little to no government jobs for lazy people, and there would be more wealth inequality. Moving on, why is it the newspapers tend to swap out the term graped with the term slept with? Why does the media have to be grape apologists for Asian men? We all know these are most likely Muslims and she didn't consent. It's like they want you to think a bunch of rowdy Chinese guys slept with her instead of a bunch of Muslim men that bent her over without her permission. It's a despicable headline. Number 7, if you want to know that historically body count mattered, back in 1719, prisoners in Paris were offered freedom if they would marry a prostitute and move to Louisiana. But today prison is better because you get great food and healthcare services and the female guards will still bang you if you're hot. I guess this explains why New Orleans is the city full of sin. Because many people were descended from criminals and hoes. Up next, here's an article from the New York Crimes, with a black writer asking if his children can be friends with white people. What a strange racist thing to say. Imagine if a white writer had asked if his kids could be friends with black people, and the paper ended up publishing it. There would be an angry mob ready to burn down the New York Times offices. The legacy media wants to damage race relations because then there are stories that they can write about. Number 9, this guy wonders why women immediately bring up the fact that they have a boyfriend when he's talking to them. Why? Because they don't like you, Mr. Simp, and they want to prevent you from asking them out and embarrassing them in front of others. When a woman tells you she has a boyfriend, tell her that you don't actually find her attractive and that you already have a girlfriend. Every guy is at a different level of development. This guy's probably at the age of 12. Moving on, what is this woman doing? This picture is about 20 years old, and back then there were thriving fetishes called WAM, or Women in Matter, with women covered in all kinds of food, mud, and other substances. This one looks like she's ready to flick her bean. She's got the beans all right. She just needs the franc. And tons of guys used to pay for content like this back in the day. I would just find it on newsgroups. Number 11, oftentimes I stare at this and think to myself that this must be the most important chart in the world right now. China consuming more and more energy, even while its population starts to crash. This tells me that China is also serious about winning the AI wars, because they have enough power generation to run their data centers. But I'm not worried, because tell me again how much domestic oil production China has. Oh, that's right, none. Up next, unless you know what this is, then you don't know anything about trucks. I think they spelled cucks wrong because this is a chastity lock that cucks wear. Do you want to know what happens when you have an erection while wearing one of these? Pain. Lots of pain. The best false answer someone gave to this device is that it keeps truckers from getting distracted while driving long hours. I'm sure the insurance companies would offer a discount if truckers actually wore these. Number 13, these two men lured a 15-year-old girl into a van, where they abused and raped her on a live stream, and then they were spared jail. Are we sure they aren't part of gaining migrants by blood? It doesn't look like it, but this is worrying because if the state doesn't have enough room in the prisons to punish white men anymore, then the state is nearing bankruptcy, if it can't incarcerate people anymore. If this continues, then people are going to take justice into their own hands. If it was my kid, they would be better off in jail. Moving on, here we have another sexual abuser, but this one is female. She's a teacher charged with abusing a mentally ill student. She was also charged with making child porn. Yet I keep hearing how women are the most empathetic and compassionate gender. That's a claim that needs to die already. Maybe she took one look at the mentally ill boy and thought he needs sex too, or something along those lines. I'm predicting that in coming years, we won't even have enough prison space for all the cases like this and the previous one. Number 15, this guy's being called gay for being with the trans woman. Out of curiosity, which one is the trans woman and which one is the man? I just see two dudes. One in drag on the right and one dude on the left is in denial. Why won't people just accept that they're dating trans women and that it's just being gay with extra steps? Why defend this as straight sexuality so much when it's clearly not the norm? The system keeps trying to make this acceptable, but sir, your girlfriend has a penis. Up next, this Brazilian tourist was found dead after falling into an active volcano. But the most important question is, did they save her selfies? People wonder how she was found if she fell into that volcano. The truth is, there's a lot more to volcanoes than just lava. There are all kinds of toxic fumes and, of course, the extreme temperatures. Looks like Darwin strikes again, and the real tragedy in all this is that authoritarians will now restrict trekking to the volcano. Number 17, this transgender suspect in the Missouri Tesla firebombing may spend 30 years in prison. And I don't know if I can believe these headlines anymore. I see 30 years and for some reason I think the sentence will be dropped to 5 to 10 years. Our whole society is degrading away and soon there won't be enough room in those prisons. So the criminals are going to be let loose on the streets, if they haven't been already. Like here in Canada where they just keep offending over and over again. Moving on, 80% of French women want the army deployed in French cities to protect them from all the enrichment coming out of problematic neighborhoods. White French men in the military need to disobey orders and not protect the French women. Cities like Paris are about to be turned into a police state thanks to all that mass migration. I recently saw a video from an American woman living in Paris and she says it's not safe to go out at night. And she's going to get raped. Number 19 Anna says that there's only 1 week per month that women can get pregnant, and that there's no need for birth control, which destroys a woman's hormone levels, also that she doesn't have unwanted babies. But we all know she's probably just saying this because many women would intentionally mess up taking the pill and get pregnant. They also become irrational when ovulating, and subconsciously probably want to get preggers. Up next, this guy says that his girlfriend told him that she's his soulmate. But she also says that she's not done exploring yet, and he wants to know what it means. Should he break up with her or just accept that she's not his girlfriend and that it's just his turn? So she tied down Beta Bob while continuing to go out there and get plowed by Alpha Chance. If you're not her first choice or best choice, then she's going to get bored and leave. Number 21, so Brett Cooper has a new position with Fox News. Is it a prerequisite to be blonde to get a female anchor job there? This hair color on her looks terrible. At least dye the eyebrows to match. This looks so bad that I thought I was looking at Dylan Mulvaney for a moment. From what I've seen on her YouTube channel, her hair is still dark. So it looks like someone is trolling with the blonde hair, or is it just a joke that you have to be blonde to be on Fox News? Wait a minute, I think I found that joker. Moving on, someone asked why the nuns aren't being judged, but the Muslim women offend. Ayn says because nuns don't randomly explode. Then again, don't most women just randomly explode anyway? With their emotions, of course. But don't think that nuns are all rainbows and butterflies either. because 796 deceased babies were found in a septic tank in a house run by nuns. Apparently they were born to unwed mothers and then disposed of. Is that godly behavior? Number 23, here are four dystopias. I prefer the one inspired by Aldous Huxley a la Brave New World, where humans are free to have sex and take some pills as a type of narcotic. We're pretty much living in that world right now with hookup culture and the narcotic in our pockets, i.e. the smartphone, giving us a never-ending stream of dopamine, I mean Soma. The modern left has tendencies that are Orwellian with the suppression of freedom of speech, and parts of Europe are Kafkaesque, where you have to navigate endless bureaucracies to get anything done. Up next, anyone ever wondering about what women think of unattractive men? Well, here you go. They're disgusted by the idea of a man that's not conventionally attractive inserting his DNA into them, because then they have to make a half copy of him, and they don't want to see his ugly face in their kids. I completely understand. But at some point, we have to figure out our reproduction, or there won't be a human race. I think the future is going to look a lot like Brave New World with regards to reproduction by Aldous Huxley. Number 25 and the last one, what in the Trump derangement syndrome happened to Kathy Griffin? Take a look at that sexy forehead and receding hairline. No wonder she used to have bangs. For a moment I thought she was Carrot Top on the right. Also, boy, have I got the perfect Halloween costume for her. Even Pennywise would get scared of Kathy Griffin dressed up as him. So that's it for Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.